the file or experience or deepness you had associated with that fetish, but I'm also reaching my hand into your everyday, where you think about it because it is something you're interested in anyway. It can range from a particular type of clothing to a particular kind of play, pet play, etc. It can range to a particular place you like to be touched or way you like to be touched there. But if there is a memory of a file, an experience, a bit of training we've had that I call on, and that's what sequels are. Sequels inherently build rapport, and that's what repeat sessions are. Listening to the same session over and over and over, or even similar ones in the same series, builds rapport because you remember, oh, I've done this before. Oh, this has been how I felt then. Recalling familiar things builds a kind of momentum because your brain's already reaching ahead of me. People love to reach and run ahead. We sometimes learn for politeness or from societal conditioning to not jump ahead of the other party in their line of thought. We learn not to leap to conclusions. But trance is all about leaping to conclusions, and I, nor indeed anyone else you ever trust, is going to be bothered if you rush ahead of them into trance too early, too quickly, too powerfully. We're only going to love it. Because it's interesting, and it teaches things, it tells things. I would always rather watch you put yourself into trance, and then add to that, than go from whole cloth myself. And rapport is all about building your own understanding of trance, so you are doing it in front of me all the time. And you do it in front of me all the time, I notice new things you do to yourself, new things that influence you particularly strongly, and then we, together, end up with a shared language, and that is rapport. Where, yeah, you're putting yourself under sometimes, because in the same way that I anticipate which way you seem to be headed, and I go there myself, you anticipate that I'm going to drop you deep, that I'm going to bring something up to the surface and give it to you to play with, or that I'm going to use a trigger word or a familiar memory to drag you dripping, dropping down, and that's the best way to be. Safe and reassured in the awareness that I want certain things for you and want to work with you to create them, but that you're also passively creating the reality of rapport. Rapport is a name for a relationship, a name for a melody, for something stronger and bigger than both of us. That is, all the relationships we have to one another. Anytime I draw on my reputation in your mind, anytime I draw on our shared experience, I am drawing on rapport. And in drawing on that relationship and connection, both of us can end up passively doing a lot of things we wouldn't do if we were in a stage show or at a hypnotic tutorial. Things like I implying something I know you like, bringing up a fetish I know you like, bringing you under. Even if there's nothing inherently hypnotically inductive about a given line of thought, if we've done something in trance enough, your mind knows, oh, she likes it when I just drop. And then it isn't just you playing along, it's your brain saying, oh, this is something we've done so much it's reflexive. Oh, it's quite difficult to keep from adjusting myself a certain way. Oh, it's quite difficult to send commands to my arms, my legs. Rapport is about building a shared dictionary of the way you feel, the reasons you feel that way, and the memories which, when you touch them over and over,